the prophets spoke more for the end of the world than the days in which they lived. And that is true of both things that we just discussed. Sister White says we should consider how the prophecy is given and the events portrayed. The events portrayed in prophecy are more applicable to the end of the world than in the days in which they were first given. And how the prophecy is given, what the prophet is illustrating, is also more applicable to the end of the world than the time period when they were given. So with those rules in mind, I want to show you what I mean by the giving of the prophecy, or she uses those words, but how I understand it, how the giving of the prophecy is basically falls under the category of a parable, I guess would be a legitimate way to identify it. And in Daniel's listing of the events from verse 1 of Daniel 11, all the way through chapter 11, you have the historical prophetic narrative, the events, and these events continue all the way into verse 2 of Daniel 12, and even verse 3 is still addressing those verses. But let's start at verse 3 of Daniel 12, and it says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." I want us to see that this word wise in this verse, which if your margin in your Bible will probably tell you teachers, but the wise here is something that's getting conveyed, and I want to emphasize that because I believe that this passage is illustrating Adventism. And in the Great Controversy, Sister White says the parable of the ten virgins illustrates the Advent experience, and God's people in the parable of the ten virgins are either the foolish or the wise virgins. And here in verse 3, as Daniel's historical narrative is coming to a conclusion, the wise are identified. And then in verse 4 of Daniel 12, it says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." A few things in this verse that I'd like to take note of: the increase of knowledge, and that the book is sealed, and the time of the end. If you begin to look at verse 4 and onward as a parable that's teaching truth, Daniel's being used to portray God's people at the end of the world based on the fact that the ancient prophets spoke more for our time than the days in which they lived, and we know that verse, all of it, but verse 4 and onward.